Vayter and Shas, we are in Dav Ches. My friends, we are hitting Pi 3.14159. Today we are in Dav Ches, picking it up on Zion Amud Beis, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. So we're going to do a lot of little mathematical shtiklich over here. That's going to be all of Amud Aleph, basically. I'm talking about a circular sukkah. And if you have a circular sukkah, what the measurements have to be in order to make sure that everything's going to add up. We're going to have a back and forth, a back and forth, and back and forth, until finally we're going to get to Amud Beis, and then we're going to finally finish off with that math. We're then going to go into different types of sukkahs and see if those sukkahs are actually kosher, and we're going to jump to a bunch of different cases, and that's going to be today's entire daf. Let's begin. 8 lines up at the bottom, Zok the Heilige Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, we just mentioned yesterday, we finished off by saying, Acherim say that a sukkah hasuri kishovach, if it's made like a chicken coop, it's not going to be good because it has no zavias, it has no corners, it's circular. And therefore it says no good. If Yochanan comes off that, and he argues, and he says, sukkah hasuri kivshan, if a sukkah that's made like a kivshan, means like a like an oven, and in as much as we're talking about here, it means that it's circular, it's round. Rashi says it's against Acherim, the one that we just said yesterday, we just sparred ourselves with today, that it will be a good, a kikivshan, in yesh behekeifa, kedileishivba esim v'arba b'nei adam. If you have its circumference that you could sit 24 people inside of it, then it's going to be good, kishera. V'imla psul, but if not, then it's going to be puzzle. Now, what does that mean, the word circumference? Circumference just means the circle, the perimeter around it, right? So that means that you sit 24 people in, and then you draw a circle around them. That's called the circumference of the circle being 24. Then it's good. If not, then it's not going to be good. Now the Gemara wants to know, who is he going like? Kiman, Kirebi. We're going to say now he's going like Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe's the one who said that you have to have a sukkah which is 4 by 4, amos by 4 amos. Okay, Kirebi, the Amar Kol Sukkah Shem by 4 amos, 4 amos. Psula, it's going to be puzzle. Okay, so let's try to work it out. Let's do the math. Hold on, no, let's do a little bit of math to see if that makes sense. But the number 24 is going to help us to understand anything. Remember, 24 people sitting in a circle, and there's a circle going around them. So, says the Gemara, Michti. Let's break it down. Let's see. Gavra ba'amsa Yosef. The person takes up a space of 1 amma. So, it means 24 amos. Meaning, if 24 people, it means it's 24 amos. And we know that there is a principle known. Kol sheyesh be'akeifu shlosha tefachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. Anytime you have something which is the hekif, the circumference, in other words, the circle, the perimeter around it, is 3 tefachim. It's rochav, literally it's width, but in mathematical terms it's called the diameter. I mean, if you drew a line from one side of the circle straight across the other side of the circle, in any way you want it to be, because the circle is going to be equidistant, then what's going to happen is that's called the rochav, it's called the diameter, it's going to be 1. So that we have a ratio of 3 to 1, otherwise known as pi 3.14, but we average it off at 3. So it's a 3-to-1 ratio. So let's try to work that out then. A person takes up the space of an amma. Therefore, the circumference of the circle we're dealing with is 24 ammas. The ratio of its circumference to diameter is 3-to-1, pi. Therefore, if you want to get a 4-by-4, we need to take the diameter of 4. That means that line going across. Now the diameter is going to be 4. The circumference is going to be 3 times that, which is going to equal 12. Right? So now if you have a diameter which is 4, that means the circumference is going to be 12. Then why do you say 24? It shouldn't be 24, it should be 12. Betray Sersagi, it's good enough just with 12. Beep, turn the page. So says the Gemara, Hani bi chesem and aleph, Hani mili bi igula, aval bi ribua boitfe. That's only by a circle. And we need a square, right? If you, Rashi spells out that if you were to take, let's say, a string and walk it around the circle whose diameter, it means the cross section, is 1, you can end up with a string that's going to be 3. But if you took the diameter of a square and walked around the entire square, it would be more than that. So clearly, it must be more than 12, and that's why I said 24. Hani bi bi gula, ava bi ribua, boy, it's got to be more, and that's why it says 24. Says again, now hold a door. Math still don't add up. Because let's think it through. Michti. Kama meruba yoser ala eagle. How much is a square more than a circle? How much is more is the perimeter of a square than the circumference of a circle inside of it? Right? And we're saying again, a circle inside the square, there are corners that outside, imagine, take a circle, you draw, and then you draw a square around it. You can have the corners that need to get filled in over there. How much more is that? That's the Gemara's question over here. This is Gemara Revia. It ends up being a quarter more. So therefore, if we take our diameter of 4 to get our 4x4, and we, instead of multiplying it by 3 to get the perimeter going around of a circle, we add another quarter to this. In this case, it's going to be 4 more. Then we would end up getting a grand total of 16. So Revia, that's Bishis Sarasagi. Then instead of 16, not 24. Why do you say 24? It's a Gemara. No. Hani Mili, this whole mathematical equation that we just got to 16, that's if we're dealing with the case of an eagle, the Nafik Migo Ribua. That's if we have a circle, which is inside of a square, that first picture that we have over here in the Gemara. Aval Ribua, the Nafik Migo Igula, Baitfe. But if you have a square, which has a circle going around it, so now it's no longer that it was a circle, and then you put a circle. You put a square around it, but you put the circle around the square. So the square goes on the inside. Then what happens? It becomes even larger. So now what happens? Because the circle now becomes outside of it, it gets more extended. It's going to end up being more. Because of the pushing out of the corners of the square, right? Because the square ends up pushing out the corners. The square push out the circle. So Rav Yochanan was talking about a circle sukkah, which would have to fit inside it a square of 4x4. That's why he said more than 16. He said 24. Says Gemara, we still got a problem. Horadar, math, still don't add up. Let's do that math. Michti, kol amsa biribua, amsa utre chumsha balachsona. Anytime you have an amma of, of a square, it's a square that's an amma by an amma. One amma by one amma. If you take the alachzon, if you take the diagonal of an amma square, it comes out to how much? 1 2/5. Like the going diagonal from one corner to another will always be more than going side to side. It ends up being longer distance. So if you do the math now, because that's only by an amma, now we want 4 ammos. So what you do is you add it up 4 times 1 2/5. That comes out to 16 4/5. 16 4/5, you said 24 because you want it to be more. But that, okay, fine, it's not 16. You want to say 24? It's crazy. It's not 24, it's 16 4/5. So why are you saying 24? 17 minus a fifth is good enough. It's like, lodak. It wasn't being specific. What? Everything in a lodak. When you can say lodak, that's porto, and it's a little bit off. Tuva mi aminan lodak, do we say with such a thing is off by so much? 24 to 16 4/5, that doesn't make any sense. Therefore, the Gemara says a little bit different. We're going to change a little math here. Amar lei, Mar Kishisha Beredu Rav Chista Lervashi. He says, mi savar gavar b'amsi Yosef, did you think that a person takes up a space of an amma? No, t'lasa gavi b'tarti amsa Rav Yosef. You're off at the size. One person is equal amma. Rather, 3 people fit into the size of 2 ammas, which comes out that one person takes up 2/3 of an amma. So that's why he said 16. This is going on. Now, hold on 1 second. Kava havalu. How much does that end up being? You know what? Let's play that game. Okay. Kama havalu. So how much does it come out to now? How much is the circumference of the sukkah going to be? Shisar. Anan. Shifsan echei. Chumsha beinan. Well, that's going to come out to 16, but we need 17 minus a fifth, which comes out to 16 4/5. So how could you say 16? This is not low dak. You know, he was being non-specific. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, there being a low dak. When do we say dak? That's l'chumra. So you want to be machmir and say more, but you can't go l'kula. L'kula mir min lo dak. Can you say 16 is going to be okay? That doesn't work out. You have to say 17, 18, 19, 20, 24. You can't go below it. So what's going on? So we have a different answer. Ella. So Amar Lei, Rav Asi, the Rav Asi comes along and he explains, no, listen, back to what we were saying before. Really, Leolam, it comes out that a person takes up an Amma. Really, a person does take an Amma, it takes up an Amma space. Leolam Gavri Ba'amsa Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Makom Gavri Lokachoshiv. We made a mistake when we were setting it up. I'm going to spell it out, then we'll read it inside. What Yochanan meant originally, is that they have 24 people that are sitting on the outside. Not like we said earlier that you have 24 people sitting in a circle and you drew a circle around them. No, what it means is you drew a circle on the inside of them. And therefore, if you're doing the inside of the circle, and that's going to be the sukkah. Therefore, before, as we said, the ratio is 3:1, right, to a pi, of a diameter to a circumference, then, and 24 people would make a diameter of 8, hang on. Now that we know that the circle isn't drawn around the 24 people, rather on the inside of them, now the diameter just became 2 less, right? Imagine, if you have 24 people in a circle, you drew a circle around them, now you want it to be in the inside of them, that means you have to jump over them on both sides, and then because what happens, you move the inside, that's 2 amas on each side going all around, now 3:1 ratio, the circumference, instead of the diameter now being 8, as you said, it was 24, and then to 3, you do 3 divided by 3, you're going to get 8. It's really not 8, it's now 6. Therefore, the circumference is really 18. Now, the question is, though, but we needed 16 and 4/5. And that's okay that you're a little bit off of it. That's what it means, that it wasn't so dark, and that it, was, and it actually ended up being l'chumra. Now, let's read that inside. Again, from Amar. Amar le Ravasi Ravashi. Liolam gavra ba'amsi Yosef. Really, a person that sits, takes up all Amma. Rav Yochanan mekom gavri l'kachoshev. It's not about the place of himself. Rather, it's in the inside of the whole circle there. And kama havalu, how much does that come out to be? Tam nisrei comes out to be 18 in total as a circumference, because you have 6 in the middle now instead of 8, and 6 times 3 is 18. But b'shiv sar nechichum shesagi, we said 16 4/5 is already good enough. And that's what we say, hainu de lodak, that's what it means, that it wasn't lodak. Ulechumra lodak, and to be chumra lodak, that actually works out, and that is, everything is good and dandy. Okay, beautiful. We're pretty much done right now. The Gemara now is going to bring another case, another way of understanding this, which is going to end up making absolutely no sense, in which case Tosfos is going to say we must be missing something over here in their mathematical equation, because it actually doesn't fit with everything we've been saying. Well, let's read it now. Rabbanan de Kisari, v'amal dayanan de Kisari amri. Some say it was the rabbis of Kisari, some say it was the dayanan of Kisari. They said, igula denafik migo ribua riva. That is, that they say that when you have a circle in a circle and a square going around it, the circumference is a quarter less than the perimeter of the square. Right? The circumference is a quarter less than the perimeter of the square. Okay, beep, now we go, base, chesma base. And let's say you have a different case, ribua chesma base, ribua denafik migoi gula palga. If a square is in a circle, now it's the flip of it, then it comes out smaller by half the circumference of the circle that it's in. Okay, that's what he says. V'hainu, and ribu adenafik migo igula. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said the circle, the circle has to have 24. Since the circle is 1.5 times larger than the square it's in, so if the perimeter of the square in the circle is 16, right, 4 by 4, so 16 square amos, which is what we need according to Rabbi, the circumference is going to be around the square, will be 1.5 times bigger. So 16 times 1.5 times bigger comes out to 24. Now, that math is really nice and cute. There's only one problem. It doesn't make any sense. Velohi, d'ha-kazinan, d'lo-havi kulehai. We know that's actually not the case. When you do the math, it's actually 3 times the amount, just like we've been saying all along. Pi, 3:1, not 1.5 the amount. Like we said, Tosa says, it must be that there's something there that we're missing, because mathematically it's totally off. All right, now we're done with the math now, Baruch Hashem for now, and now we're going to get back to straight up Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Levi Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzim Zulefnim Zum. Let's say you have 2 sukkahs, one inside of the other. You go into, like, it's not really a sukkah like on sukkahs. It's just a hut. So you walk into the hut, and it has, like, you know, the schach on top and walls, everything like that, and has an inner room as well. Shtei sukkah shel yotzim. Yotzim, Rashi says, is pottery. A person does pottery. It's a potter. So you have shtei sukkah shel yotzim, zulufim, zu, one inside of the other. Ha penimis enu sukkah, v'chayevis b'mezuzah. Rashi explains that first of all, the case we're talking about, shtei sukkos sheyotzim, is kachoy derech sheyotzim kli cheres. This is the way that a person who used to do pottery in their days, they would make 2 sukkos, one inside of the other, and the inner one they would live there, and they would leave all their pots and stuff, all their pottery, and the outer one is where they should go and do the malacha, umotzi kiteirosav limkar.
Right, the mechitzona, right, that's what you did. The work, it was like his workshop, and then you go and you would sell the stuff over there. Then the Gemara says, "Hapnimis einu sukkah." The inner one is not called a sukkah, and it's chayav b'mezuzah. Says Rashi, if you wanted to stay there during the sukkahs, it wouldn't be good. And even though you don't need a sukkah l'shem chag, important thing, if you build it, I don't know if l'shem chag, I realize it would be done l'shem schach, because we hold like Beis Hillel, that it's good to go. We're going to see that in the Mishnah tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Over here, is not considered a sukkah at all. Why? Because it's not recognizable that you're doing it for a sukkah, because you live there the entire year. And majority of what you do, you eat there, you sleep there, therefore it can't be called that. However, you are chayv and mezuzah, why? Li'ola, mishum, the kol deer, so, bah, because all of your deer is there. That's where you stay, that's where you sleep. Vachitzona, sukkah, patur min mezuzah. The outer one is a sukkah, can be used as a sukkah, and it's patur min mezuzah. Rashi there explains that your yotze, yidei chovaso, vein sarach, you don't have to break it and build it again. Right, l'shem chag, like Beis Hillel, like we said, and mishum hekeri the mitzvah leka lemesar. For hekeri, there's no reason to ask her because the whole year you're not there. That's not what you do, and now you're doing it. Therefore, that's a heker. You don't put a mezuzah there. Why? Because Rashi says liolam delav dirahi shena suya ella lotzeis for love oderech sham velachni sham tagrim. That's not a place where you live. It's just a place you come in and you come out of, and therefore it's not chayiv in a mezuzah. In fact, the Gemara understand. Va'amai, why shouldn't you be chayiv in a mezuzah? Let it be that the outside one is like a gateway that's bringing you into the inner one, and therefore you should taka be chayiv in mezuzah. Now you should be potter mezuzah. Rashi says the kamelam b'menachos v'akomitz rabbi the chayiv in mezuzah midar abanan. You're chayiv beishar purka belaz shelufnei abayis. It's like the foyer that goes into it. Says Gemara, no. Mishum delo kviya, because this entire structure is not kavua. Right? Even though someone goes and stays there, it's not considered like kavua enough that you're going to go ahead and use this now like a case of a base shire. It's not called like a base shire, therefore there's no mezuzah. Period. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to see a whole series of different types of sukkahs right now. And ramifications. Tanu Rabbanan. Ganvach. What's Ganvach? It's an acronym. Sukkahs is Gimel, Nun, Vez, and Chaf. Sukkahs Goyim, Sukkahs Noshim, Sukkahs Behema, Sukkahs Kusim, and then it throws in the Sukkah Mikol Makom. So the Sukkah of Goyim, Rashi says it means Shasui Ladorba B'Yomosacham. It's there to live during the summer months, like a summer home. Sukkahs Noshim, the women would do stuff over there. Sukkahs Behema is something that's also used for animals of some sort, for them to have shade. Sukkahs Kusim, Another group of people that they were called Geir Arayos because of the lions they converted. It's unclear if they were really Jewish. Not Jewish. They did it with the right reasons. Not Sukkah, all these, and Sukkah Mikol Makom, another type of thing which we didn't explain what it is, Kshera. All of them are kosher. Only if they have schach kilchasa. In fact, the Gemara, my kilchasa, what do you mean that it's have schach kilchasa? Of course it has to have schach. Why wouldn't it? Am Rav Chista, v'ushaso letzel. What it means is that when it was built, it was done in order that it was for shade of the sun. And not that it was done for some sort of privacy. If it's done for privacy, then it's no good. If it's done for shade, then it's going to be kosher, v'yosher. Everything is good. Okay, and what's sukkah mikom makom lasuyamai? Why does it end off with this thing in sukkah mikom makom? What's it coming to include? Lasuy sukkah surakvash. It's coming to include a whole other series of stuff. The Tanu Rabbanan. So we see that the Iker statement over there, though, was known as the Ganbach. And then we threw in a last part type of thing. And now this last part thing that we just threw in, we now spell it out. We threw in Rakbash. The Tanu Rabbanan, what's Rakbash? Tukus Rakbash. All of these are Jewish ones. They're all Jewish. Sukkas Roim. A sukkah which is used for shepherds. Rashi says that it was made there. It was made out in the field to sit there because of the fact that it gets really hot. They would go ahead and would also make sure to take care of their flock as well because all the heat. Sukkahs kaitzim are people that would go ahead and they would Rashi says shomek tzios hashtuchin besada liabesh. It's talking about the figs that were left out there to dry, so that they're watching the figs. And sukkahs borgenin, Borgen and Iz, those who are watching the city, Shomer Ir, the guards of the city. It was the type of thing that they had, like a sukkah, a hut. Sukkah Shomer Peros, and then those who would watch the fields of different fruit that make sure that it was taken care of. And Sukkah Mikol Makom, all different type, even one that's a little chreftier than this. Ksher, it's all kosher. Vavashim Sucheches Kilchasa, only if it's Schach Kil Kalacha. In fact, the Gemara, my Kilchasa, what does it mean that Schach Kalacha? Of course, it says Schach Kalacha. What are you talking about? That means you did it dafka for tzel. It was done not for privacy, but it's done for shade. Now, sukkah mikol makom l'sumai. What does it mean? Sukkah mikol makom. Sukkah's ganbach to include that other price that we said. All those ganbach and shtiklach. In fact, the Gemara high tana de ganbach alimale ganbach mishum de kviya. The one who brought ganbach and the acher stuff is like after the fact. Why is it you mentioned those? Why is that? Why are those mentioned? Because alima leganbach mishum dekviya. He says they are stronger. Rashi says chashuva lahachshir. Makes more sense to make them kosher, more chashuv, because these are structures which are set up to be kavua. V'katana mikomakam lasui rakpash lokviya. And it will include the ones that are in kavua also, but that's weaker. The haitana de rakpash, the one who says rakpash and throws this in as a second category, ganbach, they say alima le rakpash, the b'nei chiyuvaninu, because these people that live in there, that's all for Jews, and they're b'nei chiyuvam, and therefore it's more chashav and stronger. V'tana mikomakam lasui, what is mikomakam coming to include? Lasui ganbach, include those two. They're not b'nei chiyuvan that have to be involved with it, but nonetheless, they're also going to be kosher as sukkahs, as long as they have the proper schach. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.